Kidnappers have abducted the mother of one of Brazil's star soccer players. Robson de Souza is often called the next Pelé. He's been negotiating a lucrative contract with the Spanish club Real Madrid. This is just the latest in a string of kidnapping incidents targeting the families of South American sports stars who strike it rich overseas. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The kidnappers seemed to know exactly whom they were after. When the two men jumped over a wall on Saturday night and burst into a backyard barbecue, they yelled, "We want the mother of Robinho." Robinho is Souza's nickname. Paulo Cesar Vasconcelos, a commentator on ESPN Brazil, says the incident has shocked Brazilian soccer players.
At the moment, everyone is perplexed and scared. Robinho is the most popular player in the country, an idol, and I think whoever did this is probably saying to themselves, "Oh man, what have we done?"
The families of Brazilian players are treated as minor royalty and usually have no reason to worry about security. In other parts of South America, athletes' families have had more reason to be concerned. In Argentina, since 2002, there have been at least 20 kidnappings of players or their relatives. In Venezuela, the big stars are baseball players, dozens of whom play in the U.S. Last September, Detroit Tigers slugger Huguet Urbina flew home to Venezuela after finding out that his mother had been kidnapped. Angel Vargas, the president of the Venezuela Professional Baseball Players Association, says she's still missing.
The last information that we have is that the kidnapper sent a videotape of his mother still alive.
Her captors are reportedly negotiating a ransom of several million dollars, no doubt fueled by press reports of the $4 million contract option Urbina has just received from the Tigers. Vargas says many Venezuelan players are upset that their salaries are publicized, and he says the kidnapping has had a chilling effect on those who come home after the end of the American baseball season.
They are, very careful. I know that a few all-stars have already come to Venezuela, and nobody knows they are in the country. But they are, low profile right now.
Vargas says some players are hiring bodyguards for family members who stay in Venezuela, while others are trying to figure out how to move their extended family to the U.S., though visa restrictions make that difficult. In Brazil, former national team star Eduardo Andrade, who now writes a soccer column, says sports stars are no more a target than any other well-to-do Brazilian. Brazil is going through a situation of total insecurity, and anybody, famous or not, runs the risk of being robbed or kidnapped, Andrade says. But others see a looming danger in the fact that soccer players' European salaries are well publicized here. A spokesman for Robinho's team says the young player had already been warned about the perils of his sudden stardom, but that he was still, in the spokesman's words, getting used to his new situation. So was his mother, Marina Souza, a former maid. She tried to keep living a normal life, visiting friends in poor, dangerous neighborhoods, as she was doing on the night she was kidnapped. With her son reportedly negotiating a 2 million euro contract with Real Madrid, that kind of normal life now appears a luxury she can no longer afford. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.